KJ4CBA Mobile.
Sorry to hear that. KJ4CTD Mobile.
See, was that KK4? Heck. slow that one down a little bit. I might get it the second time. this is KB4CBA. I'm mobile, and name here is David.
This is Kilo Juliet. I can't go that slow. Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. Quiet.
Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango. The last letter, Yankee, is that correct?
For game, last letter is Delta, D.
D for, doggone hot. Okay. And what are you up to today?
Gosh, I don't know what is wrong with waiting up today. These people are driving slower than molasses on a cold day. But now I got to make a run down to Anderson and let a fella into a place and go buy me some floors as well.
I'm on, I think it's East Lee Road. It says Brushy Creek, but it comes into Wade Hampton there at Publix and all that. Eventually, anyway, having said that, I got you on the input. You sound better on the input than you do on the repeater.
Don't know what to say about that, but you talking about the Publix that's got the Chick-fil-A out of somewhere you're at?
The street sign say I'm on Brush Creek Road. I'm coming up on Edwards Road intersection, if you know where that is. Heck, maybe it changes to Lee Road then. I know it's Lee Road when it intersects Wade Hampton, at least I'm pretty sure it is. But heck, I could be wrong.
We spit at you then. I'm coming up on the Lee Road, Wade Hampton traffic light right now.
I think I got stopped by the traffic light here at the intersection, and it says East Lee Road and Edwards Road. So, evidently it's Brushy Creek back behind me, and the way I'm going, it changes names here at the intersection. But that happens a lot in Greenville. You know, you go through an intersection and the road changes names. So, you know, and this is funny. I found out that, you know, we always called, I lived off of West Ferris. I grew up the first part of, well, all the way through elementary school. I went to Augusta Circle School, if you know where that is, off of West Ferris, near Augusta, and so we always called it Augusta Road, but it's called Augusta Street there at Ferris and Augusta, and so I found out that they wanted to distinguish city from the county, so Augusta is Augusta Street in the city, it's Augusta Road in the county.
In Houston, West Ferris, I just always called it Ferris Road. But, you know, it could be worse. McElhaney, which is over north of here, there's a north, south, and east, and a west McElhaney. Nothing connecting to it.
McElhaney, yep. I've heard of McElhaney. Isn't that, because isn't there McElhaney that goes up to Barstool Baptist Church?
There's mountain data going on here. One of them comes out at the Blue Ridge Feed and Seed on 14. One is by, well, it's the Little Rebel on 290. Can't remember the, they're all over the place, but they're not connected.
Have you heard the latest about Wade Hampton Boulevard?
See, Dot needs to quit hiring interns from the University of South Carolina. They don't know squat.
I'm not sure if it's this far down, this far east, but they plan, they're planning or hoping to be able to, like where Henry's Barbecue is, that end, right there where it starts, they want to turn that to a four lane instead of six, and put a in the middle there. You'll have a big median, have trees. You'll have a walking trail and bike trail, and you know, and that's just what we need. We need more, you know, to clutter, to clog up the traffic flow. I tell you, I'm going to fix an order here, so hang on just a minute.
Two Tango Mobile.
And I'm going to let Rusty pick it up, because I'm fully in the shadow, and I'm getting ready to make my first stop. KJ4 CTD. Hey, Rusty. Dave's in there with you.
Yeah, hey, Y. Good to hear you again. 2 days in a row. We're going to have to watch this. Hello, Dave.
Trying to have a wreck or something. I'm not sure.
No, whatever it is, and I'm going through an area over here where they're digging up the sides of the road over here where I, in the area I live, they've put a new subdivision, built a new subdivision in over here, and now they're going to widen the road so they can put turn lanes in, and always nice things over here when you've got somebody that's a private contractor that's having to pay for this. They're not going to go high value money with it, having the road done, since it's a state road anyway. See you later, Wyatt. W2T Mobile.
Hey, Matt. We'll catch you later, Rusty. Catch you for CTD. Clear.
Hey, W2T. David, you still there? And you okay?
CBA, yeah, I went through the Starbucks drive-in and drive-thru and got me a Starbucket, and so I'm just trying to turn left on the Wade Hampton, looking at six lanes or three lanes of traffic coming at me here, including a tractor trailer.
Ooh. Those turns like that, unless you're at a intersection that has a stoplight, you know, a traffic light, so you'll have some help getting out. Been there, done that, don't do it anymore. And all Wyatt said to say bye, he was at his first destination, so you're stuck with me now.
I think I got most of that. I had to stop in the median, and the repeater just dropped. Dead spots right here.
Okay, you were probably out there underneath a power line or something that wiped it out. It happens. Anyway, I'm headed to the post office to send some mail out, some QSL cards out. Quit putting them in my mailbox because people think there's money in it, so they steal them.
So tell me it ain't so. Yeah, that's a federal offense. But anyway, I didn't know that the federal government is so picky about their mailboxes, but I can kind of see why, you know, people getting, you know, all kinds of checks, and you know, you don't want people messing with your mailbox.
I've tried to report it to the county. county, they wouldn't do anything about it. And I called the Postal Service, and they had me reported to their department that handles that, and nothing else ever came from it. And, you know, I had 11 envelopes out there, all QSL cards going out to people, and not a single dollar in any one of them. And somebody come along on a rainy day and stole them out of the mailbox. So, you know, I saw a car stop out there from the mailbox, but I thought it was somebody that got some mail delivered to them that wasn't there, and they knew where my mailbox was, they were dropping in. No, they were taking my mail.
Well, if I get something, you know, like from this poor neighbor down the street, like we're 111 and is our house number, and then there's also 11, house number 11 is just right down the street, sometimes we'll get 11, you know. So and I'll just take it down there to them, but I deliver it to the door. I don't mess with their mailbox.
Okay, be back in a minute. I'm here at the post office. I got to drop this mail off. Talk to you in a minute. W2T.
Begin a post office. All right, KB4CBA mobile here. I'll be here a couple, 2 or 3 minutes.